Good evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns, and we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with a short break for the news at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stick around and listen to some fine straight-ahead jazz tonight. Normally, I don't play hardly any vocals on this show because there's so many great instrumentalists we want to expose to the public, and but tonight is going to be exception. One of my favorite singers, Annie Ross, just passed in the last few days, and I think she was in her early 90s. Anyway, she's just a great distinctive vocalist, so we thought we're going to devote some time to her tonight. We're going to open up with a Pacific Jazz album cut in March of 59 on a Pacific Jazz label called Agasser. And this is an Ellington item called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, and backed up by Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, and Mel Lewis on drums. Let's listen to Annie Ross's version of an old Ellington's chestnut, I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So.
As I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so and so. If you should ask me the amount that's in my bank account, well, I'd have to admit that I'm slipping. That don't worry me, 'cause confidentially I've a dream that's really a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Comes right down to it, I guess I'm just a lucky so and so. Thank you. is through. Each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Well, I guess I'm just a lucky. Well, I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. I guess I'm just a lucky so and so.
All right, that's our highlight artist of the week, jazz singer Annie Ross from her Pacific Jazz album, A Gasser, and also a fine tenor sax solo by Bill Perkins. Piano solo is by Russ Freeman. What's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by trumpeter Chet Baker. This is from a Pacific Jazz CD entitled Young Chet, so it's obviously early in his career. In addition to Chet on trumpet, we'll hear from Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Lippman on drums. And it's an interesting selection to be on this CD because it's a tune written by Miles Davis entitled Down. Thank you. That was a tune written by Miles Davis with a one-word title, Down. And it gives us a chance to contrast the styles of the author with the performer here. It was Chet Baker on trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Boyd on bass, and Peter Lippman on drums. That was from a Pacific Jazz CD released in 1995 entitled Young Chet.
Continue to highlight the vocal artistry of Annie Ross, our Spotlight Artist of the Week. Tonight we're going to move to an album called Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. And of course, the Mulligan referred to as Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. And this is Rodgers and Hart's, Bloom and Ruby's compositions, Give Me the Simple Life. And also Art Farmer is here on trumpet. Bill Crow is on bass. Henry Grimes is in the mix, and Dave Bailey on drums. This is a great vocal rendition by Annie Ross of Give Me the Simple Life.
Why mess around with strife? 'Cause I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. I want the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that is spacious and wide. Just a house that rocks with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some take the high road, I'll take the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds a corny and a seedy, but oh, yes indeedy, give me the simple life.
Spotlight artist, vocalist Annie Ross, from her album Sings a Song with Mulligan, Give Me the Simple Life, great little swinger, and of course that was Jerry Mulligan back there on baritone sax and Art Farmer on trumpet. There's a Pacific Jazz LP that was released in 1959, so what's next, Al?
Well, next up we'll hear from Flip Phillips and Scott Hamilton from their Concord CD entitled A Sound Investment. Features Flip and Scott on tenor saxes, John Bunch on piano, Chris Florey on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Flip entitled Blues for Midgets. And that was Blues for the Midgets, a tune written by Flip Phillips and featuring Flip on tenor sax and Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, John Bunch on piano, Chris Florey on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. I'm not sure where Flip was coming from with that title. There were no clues in the notes on the CD for the origin of it. There was a tune written by Joe Newman entitled The Midgets. I don't know if Flip was referencing that or not, but anyway, it was on a Concord CD released in 1987 entitled A Sound Investment.
In the late 50s, Annie Ross teamed up with John Hendricks and Dave Lambert, and they formed a vocal trio, and they were devoted to the jazz artistry of various jazz composers and jazz performers, and they would take an original jazz composition and then apply vocalese to it. In other words, they would sing the jazz composition, and then they would sing the recorded version of that jazz version on the instrument. So this is very interesting stuff. I think you'll enjoy them. They're a very talented trio. That includes our highlight artist, Annie Ross. And we're going to first do an album on the Pacific Jazz label in 1959 called The Swingers. And included within the group is Tommy Flanagan on piano, Freddie Green on guitar out of the Basie Band, Sonny Payne on drums, and Eddie Jones on bass out of the Basie Band. And, of course, the ever-swinging tenor sax of Zoot Sims. This is a composition written by Randy Weston, who he himself was a great piano player. A little thing called Babe's Blues.
Children found Babe's Blues around, blues made them cry. Unlike adults, they few or false, kids as a rule, they're pretty cool. They meet blues, they greet blues, then beat blues. Kids take a fall, but like a ball, bounce up again. They'll shed a tear too full of fear, they're not afraid, they've got it made. Kids meet blues, then greet blues, then beat blues.
Blues, they greet blues, then beat blues. kids make blues, then fake blues, then shake blues. Kids buy blues, kids buy blues, goodbye blues.
That was the vocal trio of John Hendricks, Dave Lampert, and our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross, from their album The Swingers on the Pacific Jazz label, cut in 1959. Some nice backing there on piano by Russ Freeman, and the tenor sax work there was by our man Zoot Sims. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next, we'll hear from a group led by trombonist Dickie Wells. And there's lots of his muted humor in this one. It's from a Felstead LP entitled Bones for the King. And it features Wells on trombone, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Rudy Rutherford on baritone sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Skip Hall on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Major Holly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Dickie wrote this one, and it's entitled Come and Get It.
Thank you.
Was Come and Get It, featuring Dickie Wells on trombone, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Rudy Rutherford on baritone sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Skip Hall on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Major Holly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Felsted LP released in 1958 entitled Bones for the King. In case you're wondering who the king is, the liner notes tell us it's a reference to Benny Goodman.
Here's another track by the vocal trio of Lambert, Hendrix, and Annie Ross, who's our highlight artist of the week. This was cut on the Columbia label in 1960, called The Hottest New Group in Jazz, and I think that the title of that album was probably correct, because at this time they were a very, very popular vocal trio. And now they're going to do something written by piano man Bobby Timmons, who was very, very popular pianist at that time. Was probably either in the Art Blakey band or the Cannonball Adderley band, and backed up by Ike Isaac on piano. And also they brought in former Basieite Harry Sweet Edison on trumpet. So let's listen to Moanin'.
Every morning find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
'cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning,
yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues,
yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues,
yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning,
yes, Lord. Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I'd pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning,
yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief, along with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, to find some relief.
Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross, from their Columbia album cut in 1960 called The Hottest New Group in Jazz, Bobby Timmons' great composition, Moanin'. Here's another cut from that Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross group, that great jazz vocal trio from their Columbia album, The Hottest New Group in Jazz, cut in 1960, backed up by the Ike Isaac trio, Ike Isaac on piano. And this is a little thing that they put together based on the great Woody Herman big band from the mid-40s. There's an item that was composed and arranged by a steady employee of Woody Herman in the mid-40s, Ralph Burns. This is a beautiful thing called Bijou, in which you'll hear, along with John Hendricks and Eddie Lambert, our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross. Let's listen to Bijou.
My petite bijou,
they say you're more precious than anything new.
My petite bijou,
they say you're his jewel and you're his own.
My petite bijou,
who cares, they may sparkle but not around you.
My petite
bijou, those wears they mean nothing since she found you.
I really adore you, you're my treasure on earth.
A treasure and a joy, what a lovely gem, what a pretty little gem. But she loves only him,
and really and truly true to him.
I've wasted many an hour adoringly, wondering if
my petite bijou,
I still carry a torch for you.
So truly a jewel, my bijou,
and a sparkle that's brighter than diamonds on the
wee bijou, mon chéri. In Istanbul when we met, she was dancing in a small cafe, the Lido by the sea. And I had hired a guide to lead me and show the sights to me. Then he led me right away straight to that small cafe. Lights were lowered for her dance. Then she appeared stealing my heart away with a glance. Ah, bijou, 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 bijou. True, my heart was spinning too. While she danced, my very soul was made of flaming desire. I felt the fire, I could never love another. Love is blind, no peace I'd find till I made bijou mine. So they met a meeting neither one will soon forget. I remember when they met. Now they're one, and so together life has just begun. Love their life is beginning.
Oh,
bang and
round.
Uptown, I'm as happy, you see, as a man can be, 'cause my treasure's here with me. My bijou, my bijou, my bijou, my bijou. I love her, so I love her so,
like
I love her so, I love her, yes, I do. Bijou, what a pleasure, what a treasure, my petite bijou.
Bijou.
right, that was Bijou, done by Lambert Hendrickson Ross on the Columbia label, the hottest new group in jazz, cut in 1960, backed up by Ike Isaac Trio, Ike on piano, and you also heard the trumpet artistry of Harry Sweet Edison on that track. Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be back with another approximate hour of swinging sounds. So how are we going to close out the first hour, Al?
Well, on deck we have a group led by Donald Byrd. It's from a Blue Note LP entitled Mustang, and it features Donald Byrd on trumpet, Sonny Redd on alto sax, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Freddie Waits on drums. And it's a tune Donald Byrd wrote entitled Dixie Lee.